Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody said praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's good to be here tonight in Pine Bluff. And I'll tell you, I'm enjoying the presence of the Lord that I'm feeling here tonight, a good spirit. And I'm glad for those kind of services like you folks must have had Sunday night. Amen. We need that once in a while. Times of refreshing. It does us good. Praise God. Well, let's worship the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we love you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 You may be seated. And it's really my privilege and pleasure to be here tonight in your good church with your good pastor and his wife, Brother and Sister Rutledge. And I'll tell you, this is kind of a twofold deal. He promised me if I'd preach tonight, he'd take me fishing tomorrow. So, amen. Not supposed to tell him that. Amen. Praise God. That's ringing just a little bit, whoever's got that. Amen. But I am glad to be here. And I came by the Prices today over in Arkadelphia. It's on the way down here from Nashville. Brother Price and myself were very good friends. And Sister Price had a love seat, I guess you call it, that she wanted me to bring to her mother. So I decided, well, one good thing about it, if I don't preach good tonight, Sister Rutledge will have to say, well, he is a good furniture man. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Key of F. The first time you came to a stable long ago, they pushed you aside, 'cause they really didn't know who had come to their world to save and to heal. So they followed you and your cross to the top of the hill. But it'll be different the next time you come. Wait and see. You've got a lot of lonely children, and one of them is me. Oh, you know we want to see you. We're never really at home. So if you're waiting to be invited, Lord Jesus, please come. Oh, the minutes seem like hours, hours like days. I don't know how long we've waited. Lord, it seems it's been always. Just to think the God of glory came in flesh like a man. But the thanks you got for coming was a nail through your hand. It's gonna be different the next time you come. Just wait and see. You got a lot of lonely children, and one of them is me. You know we want to see you. We're never really at home. So if you're waiting to be invited, Lord Jesus, please come. It's gonna be different
The next time you come, just wait and see. You've got a lot of lonely children, and one of them is me. You know we want to see you. We're never really at home. So if you're waiting to be invited, Lord Jesus, please come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, we're tied to this old body. And we don't want to give it up. And I think probably one reason we don't is because, well, when you get a little older, your grandkids, I guess. Amen. But, you know, we don't know what's out there. You know, we're just a little, it's a kind of unknown to us. A lot of supposition. I heard a man say, what happens to the soul when it leaves this body? Then he says, does it go through a long corridor? And so on and so forth. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Peter said, and it was in the last verse in the quarterly. I don't know if you have the teach the quarterly here or not. But the last verse of it last Sunday talks about a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah. I believe it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It's going to be different the next time you come. And I'll tell you the truth about it. If I knew we had it all done that God wants us to do, I'd just say, let her go. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to go to heaven, don't you? Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. One more, huh? Amen. Key of B-flat.
There's a city of light where there cometh no night, for the sun never sets in the sky. In the Bible we're told that the streets are pure gold, and a cool, gentle river runs by. I'm bound for that city, God's holy white city. Oh, yes, I am. I'll never turn back to this world anymore. No matter how rough may be the way, no matter how oft I stop to pray, I'm bound for that city on the evergreen shore. Little children will play, and our hearts will be gay as we stroll through that city of gold. No more dying up there, no more sorrow to bear, and nobody will grow feeble or old. I'm bound for that city, God's holy white city. Oh, yes, I am. I'll never turn back to this world anymore. No matter how rough may be the way, no matter how oft I stop to to pray. I'm bound for that city on the evergreen shore. Little children will play, and our hearts will be gay as we stroll through that city of gold. No more dying up there, no more sorrow to bear, and nobody will grow feeble or old. I'm bound for that city, God's holy white city. Oh, yes, I am. I'll never turn back to this world anymore. No matter how off may be the way, no matter how oft I stop to pray, I'm bound for that city on the evergreen shore. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! Amen. Thank God. I'm trying to think of another one, Brother Rutledge. I'm slow thinker anymore. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to sing a little slower one. Key of B flat. Another old one. I used to sing the one I just sung about 25 years ago, and I revitalized it a little bit, I guess, and started singing it again. But here's another old one. Key of B flat.
The King and I walk down life's road together, where many people go passing by. The greatest one and I, a lowly beggar, walk hand in hand. The King and I, why he should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the whole world in his hand, but what am I? And so my heart somehow can't help but wonder why we're together. The King and I, the King and I, not so long ago were strangers. I walked alone, not knowing why, until he came and he put his arms about me. Now we're not strangers, the King and I. Why he should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the whole world in his hand, but what am I? And my heart somehow can't help but wonder why we're together. The King and I.
Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. 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 I have been out a couple of times to see the new building that you folks are erecting to the glory of God. And I want you to know, as far as I'm concerned, from the looks of what I can see now, that's going to be a beautiful edifice to God's glory. Hallelujah. And I'll just tell you how I feel about it. I don't feel like that there's any preacher in Arkansas that deserves it more than Brother Marvin Rutledge. Hallelujah. Amen. And I mean that tonight from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate and love Brother Rutledge and Sister Rutledge. And, well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know you're looking forward to being out there instead of here. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to turn your attention tonight for a little while and I don't know if he got the right man to precede the Walking Bible or not. Amen. Brother Price told me to tell you folks that Brother Bear preached all my sermons around all over the country. But I couldn't bring myself to tell that, so. Amen. Brother Bear's a good friend of mine. And we appreciate him so much. Book of Job. Chapter 1. And I'll begin reading at the first verse. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning. And offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man. One that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Notice this carefully. Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power only upon himself. Put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. I have read several verses here tonight, and I try not to do that too often. But I'd like to talk to you tonight on this subject. Now, I know you've heard this first chapter of Job read many times. But maybe I can draw something out of here that you just haven't thought of.
All right.
Amen. I'd like to use for a subject three confessions of Satan. Three confessions of Satan. You know, the Bible calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. And I notice that this is the second conversation in the Bible that you have of Satan. I want you to notice it. In the first conversation over in the book of Genesis, Satan accused God to man. If you'll look at the conversation that he had with Eve, the bottom line of that is God is not really what he says he is.
All right. That's good.
So he accused God to man there. And here in the book of Job, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but this is the second conversation in that book that I've found where Satan is talking. And this time, he's not accusing God to man, but he's accusing man to God.
Right.
He's the accuser.
Yes, he is.
Amen. There's no telling how many times that he has approached God about me. And said, I'll tell you what, that old boy, he'll not live for you. But I thank God for the last 40 years, I've been doing my best to live for God. With his help. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But I notice in the text that I have read, now, I want you to analyze this a little bit. Did you know, Brother Rutledge, I really believe Satan wished he'd have never said what he said. He got his big old foot in his mouth. And I'm going to show you that before we're through here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I love the book of Job, and I don't know if they're right or not, but a lot of commentaries say that Job is the oldest of Bible books. It finds its place over in the books of poetry, way over quite a ways into the Old Testament. But they say that it was written before Genesis. Now, it didn't happen before Genesis, especially the creation. But Moses wrote Genesis, and according to theologians, Job knew what a man can go through and what a woman can go through and still live for God. Hallelujah! Amen. I don't suppose that you'll ever have to be a Job. I hope to God none of us do. Amen. I've got two girls and I've got a couple of son-in-laws now, and I don't want anything to happen to them. Amen. But I want you to know God's grace is sufficient if it does. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Job shows us that. Amen. The Bible says there was a man in the land of Uz, and his name was Job, and he is a perfect man. Well, that word there means mature. He is mature. Grown up. You know what? I like to see maturity. I like to see children in the natural as they come to maturity, brother. Rutledge, and you began as a parent to see them doing some things on their own. And I remember my girls, you know. One of the first jobs they ever had, I guess because my wife didn't like to do it and I didn't either, was tear up trash. Guess what? They're gone now, and you know who's having to carry out the trash. Hallelujah. Amen. And, you know, you had to make them do it. But there came a day that they began to see the trash sack filled, and first thing you know, they'd just get that and take it to the trash on their own. A sign of maturity.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I like to see that.
That's right.
And you know what? I believe with all my heart, and I'm going to say this for me as a pastor and your pastor. Amen. We like to see children of God as they began to grow up. Hallelujah. Amen. And began to get mature. When a person first comes in the church and you got some new babies around here, amen, you got to carry them just like you got to carry them. But after a while, God expects them to begin to walk and begin to do things on their own. Hallelujah! Amen. So Job was mature. I like the sound of that, don't you? Amen. I never did like to see saints that just year after year, they never would grow. Amen. Always having to carry them. And they've been in the church 10 years. Oh, God don't want that. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't suppose there's a soul like that around here tonight. But if there is, let me tell you tonight, in the love of God Almighty, amen, it's time to walk after you've been here a while. Praise God. Amen. 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 And so I noticed that old Job had big family.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Bible, you know what the Bible talks about? It says, blessed is a man who's, talking about children, whose quiver's full of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I guess, Brother Rutledge, that'd be a good way to get a church, big church over there.
That's right.
To get the quiver full. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And God has blessed him. I'm going to get to that in a few minutes, a little more. God has blessed him, and he had 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses. And the Bible said he had a tremendous household until there wasn't nobody like him in all these.
That's right.
Amen. That's good, isn't it? And you know what?
Uh,
devil like tear your playhouse down. You know, God wants you to be happy. I believe that. In fact, I'm going to tell you something. That Bible was written with you in mind. That's right. Some people say all that Bible says is don't do this and don't do that. Amen. But folks, that's not true. There's a lot of things you can do and still live for God. Oh, the devil like you think it's all don'ts. But it's not all don'ts. There's some good things about living for God. But God knew that you couldn't commit adultery and stay happy. So he said, don't commit adultery. God knew you couldn't steal and stay out of trouble. So he said, don't steal. Amen. That Bible's written with us in mind, brother. Brother Rutledge, it wasn't written on the spur of the moment. Hallelujah. Amen. Almighty God had that Bible written, and he wrote it with you and me in mind. God wants you to be happy. God wants to bless you. We'll get to more of that in a minute. I don't want to steal my own thunder too quick. Amen. But he wants you to be happy. And I'm going to tell you something. And you listen to me careful. Satan wants you to be unhappy. There came a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them. Yeah, I'm glad you stole my thunder. Satan comes to church. That's truth. That's what we're doing right now. We're presenting ourselves before the Lord. And Satan came among them. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I want to say tonight to rebuke him and everything he has. Hallelujah. Let's get our minds on God Almighty and see what he'll do for us in the next few minutes. God said, have you considered my servant Job? There's nobody like him in all the earth. And I could take a little time talking to you about how God feels about his saints. Amen. He appreciates and loves his saints. Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in all the earth. He fears me and hates you. That's good enough for me. I don't like that word hate too good about a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you something. You can use it concerning Satan all you want to. I'll just tell you how I feel. I hate that old bugger.
Amen.
Praise God. And everybody said praise the Lord. And then we're going to get down to our text. Just as soon as God says, have you considered him? Yeah, he's been thinking about him. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I believe he thinks about you and me, Satan does, more than he does anybody in Pine Bluff. I'm talking about outside of our people. Everybody said, praise the Lord. He's got them. I'm going to tell you something. He's considering you. He's thinking about you. Oh, my God. But look what he says. Brother Johnny, he says, does Job fear you or not? In other words, does he fear you for nothing? Amen. Now think about that a little bit. You know what he's saying? He's saying Job has his reasons for living for God. Brother Rutledge, I got mine too. I got my reasons for living for God. Sure I do. I've got the Holy Ghost and God's
given me a good wife, two daughters in the church, two son-in-laws in the church. What more could you ask for than that? Amen. I've got my reason for living for God.
Brother Redlich, you got yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Three son-in-laws in the ministry. Hallelujah. You can't beat that with a stick. I'll tell you, we've got our reason for living for God. Woo, hallelujah. And you know what that the devil said? He said, Job's got his reason. Now, you know what? I've been hollering my guts out for the last 35 years. Ever since I was 19 years old, I've been preaching. And I've told people all over the country, you're blessed for living for God.
Hallelujah.
And that's why you're here tonight. Somebody told you, you're blessed for living for God. Now that's one thing. But when the devil tells you you're blessed living for God, you better listen. Amen. When that old booger gets his foot in his mouth just like he did and says, you're a blessed man or woman to live for God, you better listen to him. Oh, he's going to try everything he can, amen, to get you not to live for God. But he done fouled up. He said, you're blessed for being in apostolic church. Praise God.
Amen.
Woo!
Whoa.
I like that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He said it himself. I say that. It says, does Job fear God for nothing?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! I like that. Do you like that? Amen. Now, I want you to notice the second confession he made. God blesses and prospers his people. Now, he said that. You know what he said? He said, you've blessed the work of Job's hands. Did he say it? And his substance is increased. Now, I don't see no rich folks around here tonight. Maybe there is some. You can't. Now, I'm talking about money-wise. We're all rich. Amen. I've come from rags to riches. Spiritually. And there may be some millionaires sitting around here. Money-wise, I don't know. But very few of them. Not many wise, not many noble, and I'm going to say not many rich are called. Just they're called, but don't go no further than that. But I'm going to tell you something else. There's a lot of folks that want God to bless them without them putting an effort. If you'll notice, the Bible says God blessed the works of Job's hands.
Right.
Now, I kind of like that.
I like that.
Amen. that's right. Amen. I got a family in my church. I got two families. I want to show you something. One of these families have worked hard. They don't have a great big income, but oh, they are making $500 or so a week. And I'm talking about the man and the woman together. That's not big money. A lot of men make that kind of money. But they've been very faithful with their tithes. You know, I got most of my folks in Nashville. I know it's that way here. You'd not be building no church over here. You could pay bills by them paying their tithes. You know they're going to be, brother, that's the only way a preacher can go to Western Auto and charge something, you know. Because he knows the saints of God are going to be faithful Sunday. Praise God. I'm always broke Saturday, and the good men in my church, they always got money Saturday.
Yeah.
My payday's Sunday. And so they have accumulated with their $500 a week quite a bit. They're 35 years old. They got a nice home. They got a nice pickup, a new car, and money in the bank. And they've accumulated quite a bit. Well, I got me another. I will show you. And now he works. But you can't pay Western Alto with his tithing. And they've had a lot of problems. And that's the reason. And you know, some folks can't afford to pay tithes. I tell you about me, Brother Rutledge, I can't afford not to. And they got problems. You know what? I found out recently they're just a little bit of jealousy concerning the other couple. Amen. Now, I don't know why I'm saying that. That wasn't even in my notes. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. God blesses the works of your hands. Amen. Put an effort in it, and you'll get something out of it. Praise God. That's what the Bible said. Amen. Job wasn't on welfare either. God blessed him. Amen. But you know what? I don't care what you want from God. Requires effort.
That's right.
It really does.
Amen.
That little woman with a crooked back in the 13th chapter of Luke, she's an inspiration to me.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little case of the gout, and I don't have it very often. Once in a while it hit me. Brother Rutledge mentioned arthritis tonight. I seen this brother hopping a little and heard something about crutches, and I don't know what happened. And that don't make no difference. But all you got to do, and I think you could say that, is get down. And you appreciate being able to get around. Isn't that right? Now I want you to think about that. The Bible said this little woman had been sick 18 years. And she could not raise herself up. Her back was in such a shape. But she came to church.
Oh, glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We have prayer meeting every Tuesday night at home. And you know what? I got some people come to prayer meeting, and they're so tired that they can't hardly get there. And then I got some that'll pet the old flesh, and brother, you can't get them there.
Yeah.
I heard this, and I wonder how much truth there is in it. Sunday morning tells you how popular the church is. Sunday night, how popular the preacher is. Prayer meeting, how popular God is. Amen. Everybody said, praise the Lord. And that's true. My God, that Tuesday night service really is the most important service we got. Because the Word's not going to do anything unless you got the Spirit to back it up. Amen. Hallelujah. But there she is, Brother Johnny. Man, the Bible said she couldn't even lift up herself. But you know what? God rewarded her faithfulness. One day Jesus was there when she got there. Hallelujah. And she walked away from there just as straight as I am. Praise God.
Glory.
Woo! Hallelujah. I said God bless his effort.
Yeah, yeah.
You put forth an effort. Amen. And God's going to reward you for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. I don't know how long I've been preaching. Amen. But I am going to say a few more things. Old Zacchaeus, he's the only old boy there in that whole big crowd that Jesus went home with. And the Bible said he climbed a sycamore tree. You know, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a little kid song we used to sing years ago. You still sing it? Back in Sunday school. Wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore. Yeah, you sang it. Amen. Now listen. Wouldn't I look pretty up in a tree?
You know what you'd say?
You'd say, that guy looks stupid to me anyway, but I believe it now. Now, it's not every day, and I don't believe it's every day back then that you saw a grown man up in a tree. Yeah. But Jesus knew he was up there, and he knew the effort he had put forth, amen, to be where he was. He knew it wasn't very comfortable sitting up there in the fork of that old tree. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And he stopped right under the tree and said, Zacchaeus, come down. For today I'm going to go to your house and eat with you. Praise God. I noticed this, folks, and you listen to me. It was the one that put forth the greatest effort. In the Bible, that got through to Jesus. Look at the folks, the four men that tore the roof off of Peter's house. They let that fella down in there, with ropes. Man, bedfast. That had to be a pretty big hole. But brother, let me tell you something. Jesus recognized that faith, and he recognized that effort.
Amen.
And Satan says, God, you bless and prosper your people.
Amen.
Does he do it? My income tax man said, is that all the money you had for drugs?
No cocaine.
Amen. Hallelujah. He looked at my medicine bill and said, my Lord, man, that's not enough. I said, that's all of it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You think God don't bless God's people?
Do you think he don't bless us?
I said, do you think he don't bless us? I said, do you think... Praise God! Amen!
Lord, he's blessed. You got to put forth some effort.
Now, I know Sunday night everybody was up giving gifts at this.
Yeah.
No, I guarantee you that some folks didn't get nothing out of it. You know why, Brother Rutledge? They didn't put forth no effort. Hallelujah! Amen. Well, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm fixing to get through before Brother Rutledge pulls my coat. But I'm enjoying it. I hope you are. Amen. But the third confession he made, you listen to this. You have made a hedge about him. Now the devil
The devils are telling you some things, folks. He's telling you, man, you're blessed. And God blesses his people. Now he says, there's a hedge about you. I believe it. I said, I believe it. I said, I believe it. You know what? Old Daniel was in the lion's den, or some preacher got on to me for saying that. He said, it says a den of lions. I really don't care which one it says. Amen. Because any way you look at it, it comes out the same.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And you know what? Now, I know that those are hungry lions, because the fellas that got put in there after Daniel got took out, they ate them before they hit the bottom. Now, that's getting after it.
That's right. Amen.
But you know what? They got lockjaw that night. Ooh. You know what somebody said? Said the reason that they got that they didn't eat old Daniel, because he's all backbone. I kind of like that. And brother, let me tell you something. There's some of God's people that are still all backbone. Hallelujah! I like it, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. That's the kind that build churches. Praise God. Those kind of got a backbone like Daniel.
Amen.
Well, I like it. You know what happened that night? God just put his hedge about old Daniel. And the devil himself said, I can't touch him.
That's right.
He said, I can't touch Job. You see, brother, let me tell you what. God has the devil on a leash. And they're just so far that he can go. And he don't go one step further than God Almighty says he can go when it comes to you. We still got a hedge about us, brother. You know what it is in the New Testament? The blood of Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm going to close, but I'm going to tell you one little thing here before I do. I was 19 years old. My daddy had a brand new, I think I'll tell you how old I am, 53 Buick Riviera. That's that one that used to have the chrome over the top. Man, that thing was slick. And some of you young folks don't remember those. But the Rutledge, he barely does. Amen. But you know, I was a young fella and I like to drive. It's funny how you can't hardly wait to drive when you're young, and when you get a little older, you can't hardly wait for somebody else to do it. And I'm from West Texas. Odessa, Texas, my home church. And my dad's was in the oil field. He's retired now. Tool pusher. And I said that for a reason. We're living, my dad is drilling a well about 200 miles south of Odessa at a place called Sonora. And we're on our way from Odessa to Sonora. Now, if you've never been out there, it's just jackrabbits and mesquites as far as you can see. Flat. Road straight, little bit of rises, you know, and I told this one time, nobody knew what I was talking about when I said there was a big old wide 2-lane road, and I mean a lot bigger, not a lot wider than the ones we usually have in Arkansas, and to the side was a big old wide bar ditch. You know what a bar ditch is? Reason, if you don't, you've never been to West Texas. That bar ditch, it would go, and I've got to tell this for a reason. It'd be wider than this church house. I mean, and the fence is way out there. That's West Texas. And down in that area, man, there are deer. What you talking about, deer hunters? Man, last time I was there, in 200 miles, I counted 28 dead ones alongside the road. Deer everywhere. And I came over a rise. And when I did, there's a little doe right out there in the road. I was 19. Well, you know, my little daughter, you know, I've got one, man, she thinks she could drive an 18-wheeler. Man, she's a pretty good driver. But I always told her, I said, now, honey, let me tell you something. The difference in you and me, she thinks she can drive better than me. But I said, the difference in me and you, said, I've got years of experience behind me, and I know more what to do in a tight. And you know what I'm talking about. I was 19, man, I just like her, I thought I knew it all. But when I got in the tight, I hit those brakes I was doing about 70. And I hit those brakes, put everything I had on them. And when I did, that car, I guess I must have jerked it to the side, but it veered to the side of that road. And when it did, it started into a like this, going sidewise down the road at 70 miles an hour. And I clipped that deer about that time. Now, I'm going to show you how much bind I had on that car. It wouldn't drive right after that. My dad took it back to where he bought it, and they sent him to San Angelo, which was about 40 miles north, and told him to go up there and put it on a machine and see what's wrong. And both of those left wheels, the one in the front and the one in the back, were bent. Would you say I had it in a jam? I had the thing in a bind. And my mother's sitting in the middle, and I was driving, and my dad was on the right-hand side. And that old bald-headed fella, I believe the few sprigs he's got stood up on end. I'm trying to show you what we was in. And that wheel didn't have one bit of... I couldn't do nothing, man. I didn't have no control. That thing going sidewise, and just as sure as you're sitting there tonight, it was fixing to flip. And my mother, bless her heart, she had enough thought to get out these words. Jesus! Now, folks, I'm a realist. It's got to be before I tell it. Amen. And I like that. But, Brother Rutledge, it felt like a giant hand just got a hold of that old Buick and just set her down like that.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, there was a giant hand got a hold of it. Amen. You've made a hedge about him, and I can't touch anything he's got. Woo!
Oh, you think you're blessed for living for God? I tell you that. Brother Rutledge told you that for 21 years. Amen.
And here's the devil telling you that.
Amen. That's right.
But that old boy wished he'd have never said what he said. But he said it. You know what he said? He said, the best way out is to give your life to God. Now, that's what he's saying. Well, he's going to try everything he can to keep you from doing it. But he said it himself. You're better off living for God. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you in a New York second. You're better off living for God. Sure, you got your bad times once in a while.
But I guarantee you with every one of you, the good days outweigh the bad. Whew. And you're so far ahead of everybody else out there in the world that there's no comparison. I wonder tonight if there's somebody while we stand. That would like to pray. You'd like to just slip out from where you are and come down here to the front. Seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a moment we'll give you here. Maybe there's somebody who'd like to pray tonight.
I'll live on.
Hallelujah.